You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. In April 2020, hackers infiltrated the systems of an Israeli water pumping station and tampered with equipment. Individual pumps started malfunctioning as officials scrambled to keep water supplies flowing for millions of people. After the incident, which has been linked to Iran, officials said the damage could have been much worse. They suspect the attack was intended to poison water supplies by increasing chlorine levels. Weeks later, hackers targeted an Iranian port in an apparent act of retaliation. In the past several months, those strikes have escalated. Fuel supply systems, railway controls, and an airline in Iran have all faced attacks. At the same time, hackers have posted the personal information of a million Israeli LGBTQ dating app users and exposed certain details about the Israeli army. The skirmishes, which have included physical sabotage and the destruction of facilities, are the latest moves in the decades-long hostilities between Iran and Israel. And now, they're spilling further into shadowy acts of digital espionage and disruption. Next, some therapists have noticed that children who struggle with in-person therapy come alive and develop more confidence in a virtual environment. Although repurposing video games for therapeutic use is not new, clinicians' interest in this format grew significantly after the pandemic prompted an abrupt switch to telehealth. Clinicians use online gaming in different ways, from joining clients on platforms like Roblox or Minecraft, to having patients play independently for a specific therapeutic purpose. Some research suggests that video games can be as effective and potentially more effective as other mental health interventions, particularly for anxiety. A 2017 study published in Prevention Science found that the game MindLight was as effective as a cognitive behavioral therapy program in reducing children's anxiety. In another study, prescribing video game play lowered patients' anxiety more than adding a second medication to their treatment. And the global fight against antibiotic resistance could use some new weapons. Antibiotics have gotten less effective as bacteria has evolved tolerances to drugs, in part due to misuse and overuse. The World Health Organization estimates that by the year 2050, 10 million people could die annually from drug-resistant infections as the efficacy of current antibiotics wanes. That's where a group of researchers stepped and used AI to look for antibiotic candidates. But in using AI to guide the search, the team stumbled upon a mind-bending discovery of something more basic. Many of our proteins that are seemingly unrelated to immunity may have evolved to live double lives as protection against invaders. So, does that mean within the next decade we will see a drug in clinical use that was discovered, designed, or optimized with machine learning? Yep, probably.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.